Do you ever feel all over the place or like you keep changing paths? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on MikeIamelli.com on June 3rd, 2019. This past weekend, I attended and volunteered at an herbal conference a friend of mine puts on. It's an massive and impressive feat. With many hundreds of attendees, a marketplace jam-packed with vendors, and nearly 50 classes. It's been a few years since I've been able to attend because Garrett usually has a conference out of town the same weekend. But fortunately, the conference was in Boston this year, and so I was excited to see what I'd been missing. It's always a strange thing to revisit a part of your life you haven't seen in a while. It's like reclaiming a part of yourself that you forgot was even missing. I haven't worked as a practicing herbalist for a few years now. While herbalism certainly enters the work, most explicitly at the mastermind level, once I moved away from one-on-one work, my herbal practice became a more personal one. During the conference, I met up with one of my herbal teachers. She asked me what I was doing now and if I'm still working with the herbs at all. And with a bit of shame I didn't know was there, I told her I'm not, but explained my current work. Rather than being dismayed, she said, "This work feels so aligned with who you are. Really, it's what you've always done." I've been sitting with that last sentence for a day now. It's what you've always done. I can't tell you how many people come to Sacred Branding telling me that they're a mess. They're absolutely all over the place. They've had so many interests and so many jobs, and they just can't figure out the thing. And the irony is that everything they say points to the fact that they've always done the exact same thing, just in different containers. It's kind of like pouring water from a pitcher to a glass and then to a bottle. Sure, there are different containers to access the water, but the water is exactly the same. And that's what sacred branding is. That's what unique genius is, just focusing on the water instead of the cup, focusing on the essence instead of the container. Our genius flows through every moment of our lives, every job, every relationship, every experience, every trauma. Our job is to simply identify the thing we've always done, not the way we've chosen to do it. Herbalism is a fantastic way to share my genius. So is writing, and coaching, and speaking, and hanging on the couch with Garrett, and teaching pendulum workshops, and endless other ways to share that genius. It's just pouring water from cup to cup to cup. And if we ever choose to change out or eliminate or add in new cups, that's fantastic. But it doesn't change the water. We visionaries have always been sharing our genius, sometimes super effectively because the cup could hold it, like in a conversation with a best friend. Sometimes not effectively at all because the cup wasn't the right fit, like when we tone ourselves down because we feel too much. But we've always been sharing it, even if we could only see the tiniest drop, because we can't escape our genius. It's who we are in every moment. So all we really have to do is see that water, really, really see it, and then find the right containers that can hold it for us. And those might change 1,000 times for us. That's okay. But we stop feeling all over the place and stop building toward our vision when we know with absolute certainty what that genius is. Because we are geniuses. And after years of doing this work, I can tell you with absolute certainty that you aren't all over the place, not even a little bit. All of your jobs and experiences and relationships make total sense. If we stop looking objectively at the outside, and start looking subjectively at the inside, the essence inside. I've had people come to me telling me their lives made absolutely no sense. They were teachers, then sign language interpreters, then life coaches, then energy workers. Every time they thought they found the thing, only to be confused and let down again, and even more convinced that they weren't geniuses and they'd never find their purpose. But the truth is, every single one of these diverse jobs was doing the same thing. When we broke it down subjectively for them, they realized that as teachers, they created safety and connection for students. As sign language interpreters, they connected people to one another across disparate languages. As life coaches, they connected people to their values and priorities. As energy workers, they connected people to their innate healing. And more than that, it explained why they were divorced from the person who couldn't offer them the affection and connection they craved. Why they can share big ideas with their best friend, but get tongue-tied around strangers. And even why they've always loved dogs. The answers are there. They're always there. Because we've always been sharing the same essence, life force, genius. We visionaries aren't fucked up or broken. We're just so conditioned to only look at the container and never at the essence. But a painting isn't just paint on a canvas. It's the feeling we get when we look at it. And poetry isn't just words on the page. It's the emotional response to powerful metaphor. If you handed me an empty glass, I'd probably be really thirsty. So why are we so obsessed with the container? It's the water I'm after. And hell, I can even scoop that water with my own hands. Once I know the essence, the rest becomes easy. And we can let go of the guilt, shame, overwhelm, and confusion. I've always been doing the same work. In public relations, in health coaching, in herbalism, in writing, even in the sacred circle. It's the same work in a slightly different container. When we know our essence, we know how to nourish ourselves with the water we need, how to feel alive and purposeful, and how to share that nourishment with the world. You aren't all over the place. You aren't a mess. You're a genius, and you've always been sharing your genius one way or another. The trick now is to discover what that genius is and begin creating the best containers for you to drink it and share it with the world. Questions for reflection. Answer in a journal and the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group where we can support one another. Do you ever feel all over the place or like you keep changing paths? Have you ever felt like your journey between different jobs or relationships doesn't make much sense? Have you felt unfulfilled by any experiences and thought you'll never find your thing? Are you ever confused why you can be so disciplined and focused in some situations, but distracted in others? Or why you can be so confident in some situations, but tongue-tied and insecure in others? What if you are a genius and every moment of your life, across every job, relationship, and experience, has been sharing that same genius? What if you're not all over the place and there's a clear commonality between every experience of your life? And discovering that is how you build a fulfilling life for yourself and one that shares your vision with the world.